Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions of the Catholic Daughters of America here at St. Rose, for the repose of the soul of Stella Chavez and James B. Quintana. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, do ask that you would keep within your prayers one Frank McCree, who is is the father of one of our dear sisters, sisters who, from the council down there in, St. Anthony Council down there in, Fort Sumner, Mickey McCree, her father, is in the midst of his last agony at this time. And so please pray for him to pass well. He's not one who, has given to an exterior belief in God and his saving power, but it doesn't mean that he's in any way far from he who is love and mercy itself. We place him, within his hands as well. We have many graces today, particularly in that we here in our community are getting ready to install our new set of officers here for us. And so we thank God for this grace to be able to do so. In particular, on this day as well, we are going to welcome some new members into our council, which is a great grace, huh? To show that there is life and growth within our community at the same time. In addition, it's great to have some of our youngest members of the Catholic Daughters organization here in our two young ladies here. We're doing well? Okay, good. Let me know if it gets too boring, and then we'll stop right away, okay? Oh, excellent. Good. We entrust all things to the Lord at this time. Now, this is something that's just spoken specifically to you girls in a special way. Because did you hear what it was speaking about in the gospel? It says God has hidden particular things from wise and learned people. Those are people who usually wear real fancy clothing, who look like they're way on top of everything. God has hidden things from them. And who has he revealed them to? Such as you, the childlike. Not to children, but to the childlike. And so that means to those who act like children, not who are churlish, meaning that they respond in every sort of negative way that we associate with children, but childlike means that simple, that docility, that loving, that openness, that trusting. And God has revealed great things to those who put their trust in him. And that's the one thing to entrust to you during this time. In just a few moments, you're going to once again entrust yourself to, as the Catholic Daughters organization here, to entrust yourselves in a special way to these ones who you've elected from your own selves to be your leaders, to be the great ones among you. You're going to entrust yourselves to them, and you're going to hear that over and over again as we go through the dialogue, as we do each and every time, that here are the duties of this person, and asking all who are placed under them to give their filial obedience, to give that good daughterly support, to give them all your confidence in this way. In a similar way. That is only a paling in comparison way what we do here today after this Mass for our junior Catholic daughter, for our Catholic Daughters organization here in what we're supposed to do to God. To have that immense sense of complete trust in his goodness. He desires everything that's good for you and I. He doesn't want to crush you, even though sometimes it feels like maybe I want to be crushed because I know I've done something worthy of being crushed. Even at so many times when I feel like I've missed the boat in so many ways. Yet God doesn't act that way toward us. He's a good and loving Father and knows what we need to be able to make that next step with him and is consistently and constantly begging us onward. And even in those moments, if you're like my own mother, my own father, I didn't believe it at the time, but now that I'm older, I see it. They'd say that this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me. And I certainly knew how much it was going to hurt me because I got swatted every day 3 or 4 times, whether I needed it or not, because they knew they missed a few. But our good parents, the greatest parents, our heavenly parents, know what we need the most. And it says in the scriptures, he wounds only so that he may later bind. That he allows harm to come so that he might later on allow true healing to occur. If we would just trust him enough to let him set the wound aright, set the bone aright. I want to continue on with tomorrow's scriptures because we will have a different set of readings in the traditional Latin Mass tomorrow that we'll have at 8:00 tomorrow. But it's a continuation of this one passage. I think they need to be read as one because it's truly there. You have this ecstatic movement of God communing, or Jesus communicating with his Father in heaven, God communicating to God in this way. But then it says this. Our Lord says, come to me, all you who are weary and are heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He says that's the only place where you will find rest for your soul in the weariness in which you have come. And so we need to know that. We need to know that our Lord wants us to engage within the work that he has sent before us to serve, to love, to know, to grow in our relationship with him, to make sure that God's love is spread here within our community in so many radical ways, but even there beyond that, to know that his yoke is easy, his burden is light because he's the one who's willing to do all the work on our behalf. He just says, come next to me. I'll shoulder it all, in fact. And what you feel will be nothing compared to what I'm actually shouldering on your behalf. if you'll just trust me, if you'll just be my daughter, if you'll just be my son and walk alongside with me. There's a great saint of the church, Teresa of the Andes, I'm pretty sure that's who she is. And she writes about this in a beautiful way. She says something that I think that each of us as Catholic daughters and the rest of us who are here who are peering into the beauty that is the Catholic daughters from the outside, as it were, because we're here at this Mass, can stand to gain from this as well, as what it means to bring our burdens really to our Lord Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary. She writes this. She says, I want Jesus to be your most intimate friend, to whom you may entrust the whole of your heart, tired and filled with sorrow as it is. For who can understand the intensity, the torrent of worries pouring over you as our dear Lord, who delves into the deepest place of our hearts? And with a delicate touch, he can touch those deep, painful wounds whose depths even we ourselves don't understand. Oh, how your life would be transformed if only you went to him as often as you could, seeking him as a friend. Can you be thinking Jesus won't want to come to you as a friend? If that's what you thought, it would be a sign that you don't know him. Because Jesus, he is all tenderness. He is all love for his sinful creatures. He dwells within the tabernacle with his heart open to receive us, waiting for our arrival that he may console us. How many times have you yourself said how happy you felt when you received Holy Communion? Think maybe of your first Holy Communion, and the grace visited you there on that day. That's because at that moment, your soul, free from all its burdens, felt the presence of its God, the only one who can truly satisfy us. And so all of us, despite our being sinners, can draw near to him. We're his children who must put our trust into his most sacred heart, full of fatherly tenderness for us. And so in the work that we have and in the burdens that you and I bring, there are so many and great that, as she says, we don't even understand ourselves. If we would just realize what our place is before God, that he is a father, that we are his children, and that he has immensity of care for you and me, then what would any of those struggles mean in comparison with the fact that he wills to make all things light for us if we would just trust him to carry us the full of the way? That's the whole purpose he arrives for us here. And if we've made good and worthy confessions, if we've really allowed ourselves to live and to inhabit the state of grace, then we don't just have to think about those communions that we made way back when we felt the presence of God in our soul in a radical way. But in fact, in just a few moments, we can make a worthy Holy Communion and invite the one who wishes to bind up all of our wounds, to console us in all of our sorrows, to strengthen us in every place where we feel totally inadequate and weak. He's the one who waits in the tabernacle in order to come to you and me, to inhabit that soul which longs for him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.